This is RSBNB Update, episode 32, recorded Thursday, January 26th, 2006. Alright, everyone. Back again this week with Pika69. No guests this week, unfortunately.
Yay.
But we do have a good segment that I pre-recorded earlier in the week that we will be sharing with you. So stay tuned for that. That'll come right after our RuneScape updates.
Cool.
So, have you done this update yet this week? Have you taken part in it?
No.
No?
As usual.
Well, it was a quest. Worth 2 quest points.
The Camulet?
Yes, the Camulet. I'll get there eventually.
Is that what it's actually called?
Oh, yes, the Camulet. Lets you talk to camels.
Oh, dear.
Anyways, 2 quest points, and you can get 7,000 XP, but it was reported in a case where somebody did get 5,000 XP. Alex43, who wrote the guide for us, did get 5,000 XP, but when I did it, I got 7,000, and so did Mike, so we're really not sure how that discretion in XP happened, but
maybe they just like you guys better.
But other people got 7,000, too.
Maybe they just don't like Alex.
I don't think that's possible to make one person get less XP. But anyways, 2 quest points and some XP and like fire making and stuff like that, crafting. So, good quest, rewards okay. The Camulet lets you talk to camels. You remember those 2 camels in Alcard that like to either stomp your foot or spit at you?
Yeah.
Well, this lets you talk to them and find out what their problems are, really. So,
what kind of problems does it have?
Well, one I think is in love or something like that. Is upset.
Ooh, camel love.
So,
yeah. That's pretty hot right there.
I don't know why they build these kind of things in like that, that just appear for there to be, like, there for a long time, but never get explained till a few weeks later. So, that was kind of interesting. So, you can talk to camels. And then, there's another side reward of the quest, but I'm not sure how to get it, is you can get a camel mask to wear. I'm not sure where to get that, but if anyone knows, let me know. I'll post that for everyone else, too.
Maybe you get to kill a camel and skin it, like in the Mountain Daughter quest where you killed the bear, but it's actually a guy and you take his mask, you know? Maybe there's something, like, along those lines.
I see. That's interesting. And then, camulet can also teleport you. It has 4 charges on it. It teleports you into the room where the quest ends, which surprisingly is close to the Zaros Pyramid, where you can change your spells between Ancient and Standard. So it's a quick way to get there to change your spells.
Now, does it have any bonuses attached to it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So, and it has 4 uses on it, but apparently after you use it 4 times, you have to recharge it with camel poop.
Lovely.
Yes.
Yes.
That's just a rumor. It hasn't been confirmed by any official sources, or I haven't tried it yet. So if anyone wants to confirm this, then please let me know. You also get to play with that granite and sandstone and build a statue. So then in the end, you can pick what kind of head to put on the statue, whether it be a god, the guy who's watching the statue, or your own head, or a camel head. Which you can't put your own head on it because that can obviously change because you can change what your head looks like.
So then the statue would mystically change also.
Yes, that's right.
It's magic.
So in the end, you end up putting the guy's face on that is watching the place where the statue is being built, the guy that wants it built. So it was an interesting quest. I liked it. The idea behind it is good, but it needs more... what's that word we were talking about a few weeks ago? Pizzazz.
Pizzazz, yeah. Pizzazz.
That's going to be our word of 2006. Pizzazz.
Pizzazz. We should have a word for every show now.
Yeah.
Like, just base the contents on that one word. That would be amazing.
Yeah, that'd be kind of interesting to work out. But anyway, so it would have been more interesting if it would have had higher requirements, and you would have got something that would be better for it. That's my view on it.
Well, this goes back to that rant about how there needs to be more quests for higher levels, you know?
That's right. Yeah. That was one of the rants. That was last week, the rant that said there's nothing for higher levels anymore, and that's the rant you wanted to give the Rant of the Year award to.
Yeah, but that's like everyone's view. That's a higher level, so I'm feeling the vibes of that rant right now.
Hmm. You should get on the standard RuneScape and play some of the new quests.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm scared of RuneScape now.
Oh, why?
Well, in playing Classic, I've learned the true meaning of RuneScape, and it's like not having like the best dragon armor or anything. It's just like having fun and dueling with people.
I see. I've never played Classic until when I was actually into it, so I don't know about Classic.
I definitely encourage people to try Classic at least like
they can
a few times.
I tried to log in today, but I couldn't.
Oh yeah, that's right. But if you can get on, I encourage you to, because it's really fun actually.
Yeah, well I can't, so I don't know. However many other people will be able to, but there we go. That was the only update this week, surprisingly.
That's cool.
Yeah. And now we have a side segment that I did called the Player Mod Perspective with someone called Dan or Sumpton Returns. Not the Dan that is the moderator on RSPME, but another Dan. Little Dan, as we call him.
There's too many Dans in the world.
Yeah, it is a common name. So, now for this segment. I am here with a little segment I am going to call the Player Mod Perspective with one of the player mods who has signed up on RSBNB, known as Sumpton Returns on RuneScape, or as we like to call him around the staff, Little Dan. Would you care to say hello?
Hello.
So, we're just going to ask you some questions here about what you do and how you enjoy it and all that kind of stuff. So, if there's anything that you don't want to answer, you can't, just say so.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, let's start off by how long have you been actually playing RuneScape?
I'd have to say about October of 2004, I believe.
So just a bit over a year then? Year and a few months? Year and 3 months then?
About, yes.
Oh, yeah. And for how long of that time have you been the player mod?
I believe I became a player moderator on August 15th of 2005.
Ah, so not that long ago then. Well, a bit.
No, not too long.
3-4 months. Yeah. Anyway, so that's interesting to know that it can be done in less than being ancient like me. Anyways, so maybe tell us a bit about you and your RuneScape character.
Well, as you probably noticed already, my name is Daniel, and I live in Texas in the U.S. I'm 12 years old, and, well, my character in RuneScape is currently level 90. My highest stat is cooking, which is 80. My lowest stat is farming, which is 39. And I just play whenever I can and hang around the RSBNB forums whenever I can.
Yeah. Farming tends to be the lowest of a good majority of people that I come in contact with.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what it is with it. I think it's like Herb Lore where you Herb, pronouncing the H. If you listened to last week's episode, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
So, yes. Anyways, so, yeah, you pretty much have to buy the farming experience. So.
Yeah, it takes so long to level it.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Part of Project Green, but we won't get into that right now. Anyways, so you're pretty young. Does this affect your player moderating role in any way?
Not really, unless people ask for my age in game, which I will tell them, because I try not to be secretive about stuff like that. But once I tell them, depending on whether they're a good player or bad player, they'll either support me or just
call you a noob?
Yeah, just say, 12-year-olds shouldn't be moderators. Look what Jagex is doing to our game.
Yeah.
And
stereotype. And,
but yeah.
You are a good mod, I am pretty sure of, though.
So. Yes.
Yes.
I try to be the best I can.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So we already asked you about the player moderator on RuneScape. Just a bit about over a year, I suppose, then.
Yes.
That's pretty good. Did you do anything special to become a player moderator, or is it just like reporting and being on their forums and a whole bunch of stuff like that?
Actually, yes. It's pretty much just reporting, except there are two types of moderators. There are forum moderators. Well, actually, there's three types. Forum moderator, player moderator, and dual moderator. Forum moderators can only... They only have powers in the forum to lock, hide posts, edit anything. And player moderators only have their powers in the game to mute people, priority reports, and so on. And dual moderators have both of those combined.
Oh, yeah.
So it really depends on where you spend most of your time on the game. Mm.
And you're the player moderator then?
Yes.
I see. So just basically reporting, did you go to, like, say, oh, I don't know, like, one of the marketplaces and just report people that seemed like they were auto-talking or something like that to get noticed, or...?
No, I really didn't do that until I was after moderator. I just played the game as courteous as I could and just reported people...
That appeared to be doing something wrong.
Yes.
I don't know if I've been just hanging out in the good areas or what, but I've only reported two people in my entire RuneScape career. One for account trading and the other for advertising a website.
Yeah, so. You can find a lot of people in the busier worlds.
Yes, that's probably why. So, if, say, for instance, I submit a report or something like that, does they review it, obviously, right? And then if it's looks to be true, then they take action on it, probably, right?
Yes, it sends them pretty much a screenshot. Not a screenshot, but it shows their chat in your chat for that past 60 seconds in which you reported them. And they just look at that and determine whether or not they should be banned for it.
Ah, I see. Ah, that's interesting.
Or just have a black mark or anything.
Yeah.
It really depends on what they're doing.
Oh, I've never heard of that, a black mark?
Yes.
Is that a term I'm not supposed to know?
No, I think it is somewhere in the manual or something. Most people have heard about it.
Yeah, so basically it's just kind of a mark against your account then, right?
Yes, and you have a certain amount of those and you get permanently banned. I'm not sure how many it is, but it's like 4 or 5, I'm not sure.
Ah, okay. Ah, well, that's interesting to know. So, that's always interesting to know how report systems work and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So what do you think the most number of people you've dealt with in one day is?
Well, sometimes when I'm just bored or something, I will go to World 1 and just mute every autotyper I see. And I think my maximum in one day right now was about 75.
That must be a good feeling to have that kind of control.
Yeah.
And how long is the mute for?
48 hours.
Ah.
But if a player moderator mutes somebody who shouldn't be muted, Jagex will mute that. I mean, take the mute off within seconds, depending on their time period of the day. Because if it's late at night, they're usually not there to with the mute. But if it's daytime there, they will usually lift it in about a minute.
Ah, that's interesting. So does that mean there's somebody sitting in a Jagex office 24 hours a day looking at the mute reports that come in and stuff like that?
Well, yes, some of the Jagex staff are dedicated completely to player monitors. They're called player moderator curators, and they just they deal with the queries, the reports, the pretty much everything.
Ah, okay.
The player moderator stream.
That's interesting. Even I'm learning stuff. But I bet a lot of people are learning lots of other stuff, too. Anyways, did it affect in any way, besides obviously reporting people, like, does it affect in any way you play the game besides reporting people? Like, do you have to turn like your private off or something to be anonymous, or could you get so many people talking to you?
I usually always keep my private chat on friends because I'll just get flooded if I put it on, which I only do when I'm buying or selling something.
Yeah. I don't even put it on when I'm buying and selling.
Yeah. But other than that, it pretty much doesn't affect anything.
Okay. Do you need to be on at RuneScape, like, just any, like, certain number of hours each week or month to maintain the position?
No, we do not. We're just there to help them out and just do the best we can and just play as we normally do.
Because
in the invitation they send us via message inbox on the DeckX website, it'll say just to play the game as you normally would.
Mm.
And just reporting people as you go.
I see. Ah, well, that's interesting. That's another reminder to you guys out there, folks. Those emails that come into your email box that say you've been chosen to be player moderator, ignore them. Only trust the ones on the RuneScape.
Yes, if you ever get an email claiming to be from Jagex anywhere from the RuneScape homepage, do not open it. Immediately delete it.
That's right.
Because if it has an attachment or anything like that, it could contain keyloggers or something to steal your account and password. So
other kind of computer crap like that.
Yes.
So, yeah. Have you ever had to report or mute a friend?
Well, yes and no. Because one few times, a couple of my friends have been hacked. And then they say something bad to me, they advertise something, or they just plain cuss me out. And I have had to report them and mute them. Except then when my friend got on later and found out about that, I could pretty much query Jagex about it, and they would they would trace the IPs back to where the offense was committed and determine whether or not that banner black mark was really them.
Ah, I see. Yeah. I was hacked a long time ago, but it never got really any action on it. I missed the IP, and they didn't want to give me the IP. Probably because for security reasons.
Yeah, they really don't. They can't give information out. Because
somebody
like
with some computer skills would be able to do some damage on someone if they had an IP address.
Yes.
So that's why they don't give them out, people. Mm-hmm. Favorite thing about being a player moderator?
Just all the other player moderators I get to hang out with in private message, and I just love, like, just helping the game be cleaner, because as you saw, about 20,000 accounts have been banned overall.
Mm-hmm.
Just mainly for macroing, actually.
Yeah. Oh, I got it. Macroing, you were going to say?
Yes.
Continue on what you were going to say. I'll say something.
And, yes. And I just love being able to help them keep the game clean. And it's just great because sometimes I'll get respect for my position, but then some people just badmouth me.
Speaking of those bans, actually, we got something in our messaging system on RSBNB saying my account was banned. I only used the program once, and my cousin said it would play the game faster.
Yeah.
So, assuming this was somebody who got banned in the 15,000 ban or whatever, so.
Yeah.
We can't do anything about it. Neither can you, so. That's good. Yeah. I like it when they do that, so.
Yeah. Leaves you with a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've probably noticed the mass amounts of otters with magic trees in the fishing guild.
Yeah. I haven't been doing those types of things, but I have heard the problems there, so.
Yes.
Glad they got that dealt with, and I think that was probably the first mass ban on the actual RuneScape. Rather than classic.
I believe it is.
So, way to go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that pretty much, I think, will sum up our interview here with Dan, the player moderator. Sumpton returns on RuneScape. If people want to ask you anything, do you want to take any questions from people, or?
I could take questions just via private message on the RSBNB forums. That would be great.
Yeah, if you have any specific thing you want to ask, just send him a PM on the forums.
Yes.
We'll put his RuneScape or his forum name in the notes area for this week's show. And don't send him too many.
It'd be okay. Yeah. I love answering questions that I am asked.
Maybe I can forward all my PMs to you then. Well, thanks for the interview, and maybe we'll catch up with you some other time on some other program, perhaps.
Yes.
Thank you
very much.
Bye-bye.
I guess we gotta go on to questions now. You know.
Yep. There we are, done with that segment, as I coined it, the player mod perspective, with Sumpton Returns, or Little Dan, as we call him. So, on to questions now. Shall we move on to this first one? You want to read it? You want to read the first question?
I'm soon to be buying a new computer at the moment. I have a budget of £800. Right?
Yeah.
£800.
Yeah,
what would you recommend as in where I buy and what I buy?
Okay. Do you have any idea how much £800 is worth? And I'm assuming this guy is from the UK, but I need Canadian prices to say what to buy.
I'd say that £800 is about like 1400 US.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I don't know, those exchange rates are always, always fluctuating. Like
I'd say 1400, 1400.
So, you could get a pretty good system with that, so. Well, it all depends on what you have right now and what you want to do with it. If you are planning to be, like, a gamer, like a hardcore gamer or something, then you'd want to get a higher level system. Right now, according to this website, Exchange Rate Converter, £800 is equivalent to 1637 Canadian dollars.
Okay.
So, that's how much that is, but...
Just go to that one computer store and buy that one computer. It'll work out.
Yeah, you could do that or something, but then you don't... See, when you buy a computer from a computer store, you get all kinds of things in there that you don't necessarily need.
But can't you just, go to a store and just tell them what you're looking for and have them, like, try to pick one out for you?
Yeah, you could, but you might not get exactly what you want. That's why if you build your own, you get exactly what you want.
Well, yeah, but if you just, like, have them help you, you can, like, get the idea of what you're looking for.
Well, that's true also, but yeah. I'm just going to say something here. Say you have a perfectly good CD-ROM drive. Hard drives are perfectly good. So that pretty much means if you're a gamer, all you want to upgrade is your CPU, motherboard, and video card. So that can drastically cut the price down right there.
Cool.
So if you wanted to do that, just reuse the hard drive and things. That's what I'm going to be doing pretty soon.
Could you, like, order a pre-made computer, like, without a hard drive?
No.
No?
Most times when you order ones, you have to fill everything in. You can only have it... like, buy the parts and then put it together yourself, which is not too hard, I'm told.
Well,
though I've never done it before.
I've never built a computer, but I'm sure it's not that hard. I mean, it doesn't look that hard.
No.
So, as long as you have the right parts, I guess.
Yes, that's right. What I would recommend that you do if you're wanting it to last a while, definitely get one of the upper-end AMD processors like that, like maybe a X2 or something like that, or a FX or something like that if you want to go really high-end and have that last for a while. But the X2s are supposed to be good. Also, it's really your choice whether you go with NVIDIA or ATI, but generally the way it works with graphics cards is spend as much as you can on a graphics card, because then the price is always... like, the amount you spend is proportional to how good your quality will be and whatnot. So, say you buy a really cheap graphics card, you're not going to have as good graphics as you would if you bought a more expensive graphics card. So, that is something that you want to take a look at, like that. And then just stick the components in and hope it works. But I'm planning to do something like that coming up soon. Planning on like probably an AMD X2 3800 or something, and NVIDIA 6600 GT most likely.
Yeah.
So, do you have any idea what those parts are?
No. But you got really into that, so.
Well, if you have, let's just put it this way: if you have any questions, just PM me on the forums or something.
And Shane will like write you an essay about it. Pretty much.
That question was from Anubis.
Okay.
Next question. What do you think of Jagex adding more random events to the game? Random events are meant to stop autoers and add a bit of fun to the game, but lately with events like Evil Bob, they're just annoying. What do you think? How about you go first?
I never really get random events that much, so... they're cool. I got an Evil Bob, like, a really long time ago, and I only had to get 2 fish for him, which is pretty easy, so that wasn't too bad.
I'm pretty sure I said this before, but I was stuck on that island for 20 minutes trying to get the fish for that cat.
Oh, you just gotta look at which statue is in the picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I get quite a few mazes and fruits.
Oh, really? I haven't had one of those in a long time.
Yeah, I used to get them, like, all the time when I was woodcutting. Or, no, not woodcutting,
Fletching?
That
seems to be a Fletcher's random event, because I remember getting them when I was fletching, too.
Yeah, because when I was fletching all those... Because I'm 86 or 87 fletching, so I've done quite a bit of it, so...
Yeah. Yes, so...
One of those levels.
Yeah.
I think the addition is okay, as long as they're good and not, like, evil, like Evil Bob.
Well, they are necessary, but if... There comes a point when there's too many. The ones like the mime are okay. I've got a full mime now.
Me too. We should be like clones. That'd be weird.
Yeah, well, I'm bald. What about you?
Really?
Yes.
When did that happen?
I don't know. Must have been after we started doing something. Anyways.
Okay.
Keep adding random events as long as they're not annoying and... yes, but they're okay, most of them. So, thank you. That was from Creo Thrimo. Thank you.
Okay.
You want to take the next one?
Okay. Back in July of 2004, Jagex made a poll about which guild the RuneScape community would like to see. Warriors Guild won, but after almost 2 years, there are no news about that guild. Do you think that the Jagex even? Do you think that Jagex even considering creating one or completely forgot about it? And that's from Trekkie. So, about the Warriors Guild. I remember when the Dragon Legs came out that they were saying that the Dragon Chain would go down in price because the Warriors Guild would sell the Dragon Chains for like 500k or 200k or something like that.
No!
Do you remember that?
No. No.
Oh, I heard it, like, everywhere, and I remember people saying that.
Oh, my God, I'm glad they didn't do that.
Yeah, and a lot of scammers took advantage of that, so...
Yes. Ay, ay, ay.
Well, you sound very concerned about this issue.
Yeah, I am.
Why?
Like, not that I own one or anything, it's just, why when, like, keep it rare? Keep it expensive, so only the people who work for it can get it.
Well, the deal was that people were trying to lower the price so they could buy them, so people would panic and sell them for, like, whatever they could before the price went down. So.
I remember this poll that the result was, wizards or something.
Uh huh.
And I'm pretty sure I said, woodcutting or something like that at the time, because this was when I was in my woodcutting phase, working on fletching and everything. So. I remember it, but. I don't know, do we even need one?
What would it be like? I mean, what purpose would it have?
I don't know, like have a bunch of greater demons caged up, maybe?
Because, like, they already have the Dragon Half-Shield in the Legends Guild?
Yeah, half of it.
So, like, what would be the point?
Maybe sell the other half?
What would be the point of that?
I don't know. That would take the point out of it.
Maybe the Warrior Guild would just, like... I don't know.
I don't know. Sell all I the, don't see it.
They would else? Sell all the other dragon items that haven't been, like, released yet. Like that one list we received.
Like your dragon nose picker?
Yes, and, like, a dragon, like, toothpick.
And anyways, I don't see the point to it. What about you?
The Warrior Guild, unless it's, like, a major, like, training ground for, like, level 100s and up, then that would be cool, but if it's anything different, I don't think it'd be that good.
All right. Thank you, Trekkie. Trekkie's a good person.
We love you, Trekkie. Come
yes.
to us.
next question. Do you think that Jagex will make RuneScape for the most common age group? And if they do you think RuneScape will be ruined if it were made specifically for one age group? Because of the fact they're asking for your age now. That's from Master of the Vortex.
Wait, they ask your age?
Yes, when you're creating a new account.
I thought one of the rules was not asking personal details.
Well, that's on the game, but this is through RuneScape itself.
Let's
but the main reason they're doing this is because it's illegal in countries around the world for anybody under 13 to sign up for something without parental consent.
Well, that's why kids lie.
That's right.
And the parents probably don't even care half the time, so who cares?
Well, I don't know. They could also be using that. Like, they also have the 60-plus option on there.
There's a 60-plus?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they just wanted to see what their demographics are, not for, like, any purpose.
Yeah, like a means of gathering data.
Just to see, like, what audience they're attracting.
Exactly.
Not
that's
just,
right.
Not to, like, specialize it for any one group.
That's right.
Because...
We have...
The way it is right now, RuneScape is, like, already for, like, two-year-olds as it is right now, so who cares?
What makes you say that?
Like
two-year-olds.
Like the new magic robes in the magic training place?
Oh, right. That.
They're, like, rainbow-colored. They're, like...
Yes, okay.
I can actually say they are the gayest things I've ever seen in RuneScape.
Well, it's nice you think that, but I've never seen them.
They're, like, rainbow-colored.
They look like, Harry Potter robes.
No, but, like, magically colored.
I see. Oh, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Modest Ponens.
What?
Modest Ponens.
What's that?
Modest Ponens?
Yeah.
Does that ring a bell?
No.
Does that sound like something off Harry Potter?
No.
Like Modest Ponens? Does Modest Ponens sound like it's something off Harry Potter?
No. Yes?
What about Modest Tollens?
No, yes. I don't know.
Because in computer science today, doing logic, it was stated that by the teacher that Modest Ponens sounds like something off Harry Potter.
Your teacher is a freak.
Modest Ponens? Anyways, off to the next question. That was just a slight...
That's a funny word.
That was a slight digression there.
When you actually see it, like, typed out, it's...
Modest Ponens?
It's a funny word.
Why is it funny?
What?
Why is it funny?
Because it is.
It's spelled Modusponens.
Okay, next question.
Anyways, next question.
It's from that one guy with the weird name.
PFK99.
Yes, PFK99s. Okay, here's the question. whenever I'm supposed to kill, or whenever I'm supposed to fight Dagonoth or Slayer, I tend to switch to Berthrop. Why you might ask? Whenever I go to kill the Dagonoths, they are super aggressive and hit hard enough that it isn't worth it for me to train there. Other people can go there, attack a Dagonoth, and it never moves to attack back. Is there some trick that mellows them out for easy killing? Yeah, it's called armor. I mean, like, I never get hit by them there. It's rare.
Huh.
And half the time, people take cannons down there, so you can just attack the ones being attacked by the cannons, or that are on auto, that are aggressive towards the cannon person, so, like, they don't even attack back to you.
Well, one thing I would recommend here, I don't know what army you're taking down there, but, Dagonoths use, Faganoths use ranged attack.
Yes.
They used ranged attack, so...
So you want to use plate armor.
Yes, and a granite shield.
Granite shield.
Granite shield has slightly more range defense than the normal kite shield does.
Okay.
So, granite shield. Or you can just go take a cannon. Like I do sometimes.
Didn't we once like preach against that?
I
did. Well, I'm kind of over it now because I realize it's easier to kill them when people use cannons. Even though they're not like all attacking me, so it's like faster, but it's just like quicker, I guess, in a way.
Okay. So yeah. Try and, if they start attacking you, just go up that ladder again and wait a minute until they dissipate and then try again. That's what I've done once or twice because there's too many of them. So, give that a try.
Well, it also matters, like, what combat level you are.
That's right.
I wouldn't go down there unless you're, like, 80 plus, unless you if you want to stay there for a while. Because if you're, like, under 80, you're probably not going to have a very fun time.
Yes, that's right.
Kind children, if you're not 80 plus and you don't got a lot of food, you're gonna have a bad time, kind.
Okay.
I saw this South Park episode and the guy was talking about that. It was the one when they're like skiing, and the guys are like, "If you pizza when you're supposed to French fry, you're not gonna have a good time." And it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. You got to watch South Park, Shane. Come on.
No, thanks.
Watch South Park.
I'll stick to 24 and whatever else is on.
Oh, you're lame.
Thank you, PFK99.
24 is for old washed-up people who have nothing better to do except bitch about society and watch TV.
But you watch it.
I watched it, like, once. Like, last year.
No, you watched it this year.
But I wasn't, like, quite paying attention to it.
Okay, well,
I was
it's time to...
I was online.
I have something to say now.
Yes?
If you're sending in questions...
Yes.
Like a tech question and you're receiving some sort of error message, please tell us what the error message is, because if you say X program is saying an error message, it would be help to know what error message this is. That way then we can kind of identify what the problem would be.
We can't read minds.
That's right. Moving on to tech news. So, all said, if you're getting an error message, you want us to talk about it, please, please tell us what the error message says. Thank you. Anyways, on to tech news. So, you know we always talk about the Windows bugs, right?
Yes.
We're going to talk about some Mac bugs for a change.
Oh my god, Mac actually has bugs?
Well, they think there's like ancient flaws in the Mac, like the operating system, because the problem is that it's only 5% of the market share, so therefore these things aren't being looked for to be exploited. So, in effect, it might be Windows all over again when the masses switch over to Mac. Which might not be happening for a long time for all you anti-Mackers out there. So, also this same thing applies to Linux. Do we know if there's bugs in Linux? No,
yeah, probably
because it's like the desktop Linux is a small percentage, but the server Linux is a large percentage. Which those don't get viruses, so I think Linux would be okay. It's just older Unix style operating systems that will have problems. So, there's something here that, they know it does indeed contain security flaws. So I just thought we'd point this out this week, rather than always talking about window bugs. So, anyways, next one. Intel will be ready to make, finger-sized, chips with, a billion transistors by, mid-2007. So that means, we know for a fact that they are trying to keep ahead of AMD. Transistors will be 45 nanometers wide, which is 1,000 times less than an actual blood cell. So that's pretty small for a transistor, hey?
That's, like, small.
I know.
That's cool.
So, definitely shows that they're trying to keep up. But, chip makes good on Moore's Law. An industry maxim maxims set forth by Intel co-founder Gordon Moore that stipulates that the number of transistors on a chip, and therefore its processing power, doubles every 18 months to 2 years.
Wait, what exactly does that mean?
Well, computer power doubles every 2 years.
It took him to find that out? Isn't that, like, obvious?
Well, he was the first one.
Okay.
Yeah. The things have to be faster and lower power, so it's ever more challenging, but we have come up with some new innovations to scale things and keep things on track. Referring to Moore's Law. Yes. You can take a look at this Intel article if you want, but I don't know. I really doubt that they'll pass AMD again. What do you think?
I think that Moore's Law is stupid.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
What was the question?
This was tech news.
Oh, I was reading the next story. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you want to read this one then.
Okay. Google is censoring China's search results. This website here shows the differences between Google US search, I assume, and the Google China search. Some big differences, even on human rights issues. But why does a private company have to... But why does a private company have to do with exactly what a foreign government wants? As far as I see, China should not be interfering.
That's right.
Don't censor stuff, people.
Yeah, I know. Like, Google is a private company, so they shouldn't have to submit to any government things unless they're directly compromising natural or national security.
And I don't think, like, any websites about truths in China, even if they're controversial, like, anything... controversial. I'm not going to say anything specific. Even if they have stuff like that, I don't see why they would want to pull it off.
Yeah, I know. It's a communist government in China. They're afraid of people realizing what the real world is. Like, they're blocking all sorts of results. Definitely not right, so be happy you live.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around. I'm sorry. So China's blocking all the stuff on Google, I see.
No. Google... or China is talking to Google, telling them to block all the China stuff that's not okay. Just something here about how the wide net has been able to make... and a company has to censor results because of a country that feels that it's endangering its security to its political ideology.
Yeah, people finding out that there's an actual real world.
The Great Firewall of China, the internet people say.
Watch Cuba pull this stunt next.
Who?
Cuba.
Oh.
You know, you know Cuba down there in the Caribbean?
Yeah, I do.
There was a big fight with them back in the 60s.
We don't need to go into that here, I'm sure.
Something about nuclear missiles or something. Kennedy got that resolved. No big deal.
Right.
Let's see. I haven't heard much about Cuba recently, so...
anyways.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Progressing
forward. Rants.
Shane doesn't let me have any fun on this show.
Aww.
Okay.
You can read this one.
Well, say I deposited a flow for 30 minutes... and it was damaged when I deposited it. And I took it out in there 10 minutes later and it was gone. What?
Read on. Yeah,
no.
It disappeared.
Oh. Let's say I know I wasn't wielding it or dropped it, but what happened to my flail? This really did happen and I can't find my flail anywhere. Dude, you were hacked. Get over it.
But what if he put it in and he didn't log out?
Oh.
How do you explain that?
The Bank of Varrock ripped you off, man.
Oh. Dude, yeah, that's one of the best ones I've heard.
Get your clan and beat the crap out of those bastards. I'm serious. Get your flail back, man. That is just wrong. Just wrong.
I don't know. Like, this is very strange. I've never had anything like this happen to me, but now I'm scared of putting my things in the bank. There's another thing Mike told me about, the fact that, Santa hats were disappearing a long time ago when people put them in their bank.
Is it a bug or something?
Probably. I don't know.
Dude, where did I feel sorry for this guy's flail.
I need to log on after we're done recording and make sure my flail is there.
You have a flail?
Yeah, I do.
Aw. I thought you were going to say, like, I may or may not.
No, I do. I do. So, definitely okay. Keep an eye on your bank items when you put them in your bank. That's the point of this one. I will read the next one since it relates to me.
Okay.
I hate it when Canada Worlds are always full because I don't get to play on my own country.
Who cares?
But some people do. Some people want to play in their place of residence.
They need to get a life. It's just a game. It's not like anything that really matters. They're all the same world, so I don't see why anyone really cares.
That's true, but it becomes a point of equality. All the worlds are the same, indeed. I don't play on Canadian worlds, because there aren't any near me. But I would if there were. For example, for those of you guys who don't know Canadian geography, the worlds are located in Toronto, which is almost on the east coast.
Back east.
And Canada is a big country. Having one set, I know for a fact it takes longer for my signal to get from Edmonton to Toronto than it does to get from Edmonton to Seattle.
Yeah, Canada's like bigger than the United States.
I know.
It's huge.
Second biggest in the world.
Let's see, like... Wait, is China bigger or is Canada bigger?
No, Russia is bigger.
Russia's the biggest, and then Canada?
And then Canada, and then the U.S.
Then China's smaller?
I think so.
I thought China was big.
They have lots of people.
But not lots of land?
They have more people.
Oh, I thought they were a big country, because whenever I look at a map of Asia, there's like countries, then China.
Well, it's probably like a fourth or fifth, but we know that those three are the top three. Russia, Canada, the U.S. So, just a little rant there that maybe they should get some more Canadian worlds. Okay. Your turn. Read the essay of the week.
Jagex, I've played this game for almost 4 years, and I'm still in love with it. But what are you thinking? How could you possibly believe that this agility pyramid is exactly what the game needs? Just another update that's going to be forgotten about in about a month. Cheap, Jagex. Just really cheap. I'm honestly beginning to think that you truly don't care about this game anymore, which wouldn't surprise me. I'd rather wait a month for a worthwhile update, like bank organization, clown support, enhanced interface, trade chart, experience, etc., then wait a week for this slapped together piece of junk. Take your time. Forget about the noobs I expect an update every week. You're hurting the game, Jagex. I'm getting so bogged down with forgettable updates. This game is not changing at all. You guys act like you don't know anything about your own game. Do you know how hard it is to find items in a full bank? Do you know how hard it is to trade with someone on World 2? Do you know how many hundreds of players come together in the wilderness for clan wars every week? Do you know how annoying it is to train attack for 30 minutes when you wanted to train strength but forgot to reset your combat cells after you were disconnected for a very short auto logout? Obviously not, or you would have done something about it by now. Wow, this is a beautiful rant.
Yeah, you like it?
Yes, it's good. This would be like an award-winning rant.
Oh, really? Again?
It's really up there. We've had really good rants recently.
Yeah, I actually agree with this one, too.
I'm in total support of the combat, training, whatever thing. The combat style. Because, like, on RuneScape Classic, you could not choose it until you were actually in combat. Then it would pop up on the screen so you could see it. And I think that something like that would be good.
Yeah. Also the trade thing.
To
trade.
Yeah.
That's so hard to do. Also ways to organize your bank, like into maybe skill categories or something like that.
I think what would be cool is if someone wanted to trade you, it would like have their name stay in the text box and like flash or something. So there's like lots of talking.
But it would still be scrolling up too fast.
No. It would stay in the box, but not like scroll.
Ah.
It'd stay there temporarily.
Or just add something below the current trade interface.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Experience meter? That can't be too hard. Mike did it on our site.
But RuneScape doesn't want to do it because you're stupid.
So, yeah. Or they could actually make the Protect from Missiles prayer have a actual use against missiles.
But for the bank organization, how would that go about? I mean... How would they organize it?
I don't know.
Like, armor, weapons... herbs, pots.
Skills. It's herb.
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 Oh, geez, our poll says herb that I put up last week. Okay. Well, this is definitely a good rant.
You Canadians
so.
Are all alike with your herbs.
Yeah, so, yeah, I like this rant. Anyways, so.
This is a beautiful rant.
Yeah, trade chat.
I'm
oh,
crying
be great.
Right now. This is beautiful.
XP meter would be good. Or, of course, they can just make, like, new, like you could, with when the carpentry skill comes out, you could build a missile launch platform and launch missiles from, like, somewhere in the wilderness.
You should be able
to target other players in the wilderness or do mass kills of green dragons.
What you should
in the
do
wilderness.
Is, like, you should be able to have, like, a clan, like, carpentry thing where you could build, like, a giant trebuchet and, like, launch, like, giant things.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Then that would be protect from missiles, too.
That would be amazing.
Because that's what they do call the prayer protect from missiles.
Like, I was watching this one show on Discovery Channel where they where this guy built a trebuchet, and he was, like, launching cars with it.
Interesting.
So you could, like, launch, like, cars or wagons or something on your escape.
What about having protect from missiles, prayer protect from ICBMs? No, not those kind of ICBMs. Not intercontinental ballistic missiles. Intel chip-based Macs.
They're launching computers at us. Oh, no, Shane. Doc. Wow, that was very witty of you.
ICBM, Intel chip-based
Macs. Oh, I saw a commercial for that. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I was like, Intel and Mac, they weren't, like, together before? Well, now they're going to be. That's cool.
That was tech news 2 weeks ago, Pika.
Oh, my God. I mean, oh my Buddha. Oh my respect. Oh my respectful deity of choice.
So.
Now I can't offend anybody.
This is a good rant. On that note, let's wrap it up with what have we been doing on RuneScape.
RuneScape Classic. I got level, like, 19. No. Yeah, 19 defense.
Oh, really?
It's pretty cool.
So you were a noob then when RuneScape 2 came out.
Yeah.
And I was too. But you beat me.
Huh?
You beat me.
Cool.
So, yes. You want to know what I've been doing?
Yes.
Well, today I did the Tears of Guthix minigame. Got me 56 prayer, which also got me 96 combat.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, that's nice. Also, I've been working on Project Green. Last weekend I had a reality check, and I've changed the profile of Project Green. Rather than collecting Terrellman now, I need Avanto and Mortmeyer Fungi. So, I've posted that last week on a Project Green update, so you can take a look at that if you want. And
it's not fungi, it's fungi.
It's fungi.
Fungi.
Fungus.
My biology teacher hammered it into us that it's fungi.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's
now, you gotta repeat these words after me, Shane. Fungi? Say it.
Fungi?
That wasn't too hard. And herb.
Perb.
Herb.
Perb.
Herb.
Herb.
There we go. That wasn't too hard, was it?
I said herb.
Herb.
No, we're done. Okay, well.
Fungi and herb.
62 herblore I have and almost 61 farming.
Oh, I hate you, Shane.
So if
every time you say herb...
So if anybody... So if anybody wants to donate any Avantos or Mortmeyer fungi, please contact me. Or if anyone wants to donate any seeds, or even monetary
donations,
if you want, you can donate that too. Yeah, you can
okay.
Give me those too if you want. Or if you want a potion made, you just bring me ingredients.
Cool.
And I'll do it for
now
you.
Now, what level are you? 62.
So 62.
I'm like
herblore.
Up there somewhere, 50s.
So, yeah.
Oh, well.
So, if any... I need to do some of that, and... Oh, yeah.
That's
it's
cool.
Going good. Yeah. You have anything to add?
No.
No? Done?
Yes.
So, I think we're done for this episode of RSB and the Update, then. Episode 32.
32.
Yeah, for the week of January, 22nd, I believe.
26th.
Yeah, the week of January 22nd. Oh. Recorded on January 26th.
Yes.
So, should we close off the show with your guitar music?
Okay. It's not that good, guys. Don't criticize me.
See you guys all next week.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.